Chapter 18.3, Section Summary.
The Kansas-Nebraska Act continued to cause divisions in U.S. politics. Most Democrats who had voted for the bill lost their seats in the House. The Whig Party fell apart, with Northerners and Southerners refusing to deal with one another. Around this time, some political leaders formed the Republican Party, which was dedicated to preventing the spread of slavery. The presidential election of 1856 showed just how much slavery had divided the country. The Know-Nothing Party fell apart over slavery as many Northerners left this political party to join the Republicans. The Democrats nominated James Buchanan, who had no associations with the divisive Kansas-Nebraska Act, while the Republicans chose explorer John C. Fremont. Buchanan won the election and soon faced a crisis over a Supreme Court case dealing with slavery. In this case, Dred Scott, a slave, was suing for his freedom. He had been the slave of Dr. John Emerson, who before his death had once taken Scott to live in free territory. Scott argued that because he had lived where slavery was illegal, he was no longer a slave. In the 1857 Dred Scott decision, the Supreme Court ruled that African Americans were not citizens. Therefore, Scott did not have the right to sue in federal court. The court also ruled that Scott's status must be determined by the laws of Missouri, which defined him as a slave. In addition, the court ruled that Congress did not have the right to deprive people of their property. In effect, this ruling said that Congress had no right to ban slavery in any federal territory. This decision stunned Republicans. Abraham Lincoln, who ran as a Republican for the U.S. Senate in 1858, engaged in 7 debates with Democrat Stephen Douglas. During the Lincoln-Douglas debates, Lincoln said that slavery was wrong and should not be allowed to spread. He insisted that African Americans should have all the rights listed in the Declaration of Independence. Douglas argued that the Republicans wanted to make all states free, which he warned would lead to war. Lincoln pointed out that Douglas's idea of popular sovereignty conflicted with the Dred Scott decision. If Congress could not ban slavery in a territory, then it seems strange that voters could. Douglas responded with a statement that became known as the Freeport Doctrine. In it, Douglas said that it did not matter what the Supreme Court decided about slavery. He said the people themselves had the right to decide whether or not to allow slavery.